A beautiful woman, an English major at the university, sat across the table from me. "But you do work for the World Bank, don't you?" she asked. I told her that my current assignment was for the Asian Development Bank and the United States Agency for International Development. "Aren't they really all the same?" She didn't wait for an answer. "Isn't it like the play tonight showed? Doesn't your government look at Indonesia and other countries as though we're just a bunch of..." She searched for the word. "Grapes," one of her friends coached. "Exactly, a bunch of grapes. You can pick and choose. Keep England, eat China, and throw away Indonesia." "After you've taken all our oil," another woman added. I tried to defend myself, but was not at all up to the task. I wanted to take pride in the fact that I had come to this part of town and had stayed to watch the entire anti-U.S. performance, which I might have construed as a personal assault. I wanted them to see the courage of what I had done, to know that I was the only member of my team who bothered to learn Bahasa or had any desire to take in their culture, and to point out that I was the sole foreigner attending this production. But I decided it would be more prudent not to mention any of this. Instead, I tried to refocus the conversation. I asked them why they thought the Dalang had singled out Muslim countries, except for Vietnam. The beautiful English major laughed at this. "Because that's the plan." "Vietnam is just a holding action," one of the men interjected, "like Holland was for the Nazis, a stepping stone." "The real target," the woman continued, "is the Muslim world." I could not let this go unanswered. "Surely," I protested, "you can't believe that the United States is anti-Islamic." "Oh, no?" she asked. "Since when?" "You need to read one of your own historians, a Brit named Toynbee. Back in the 50s, he predicted that the real war in the next century would not be between communists and capitalists, but between Christians and Muslims.